This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The stage is now set for an election year brawl between President Trump and Congress.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
It's something House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had long resisted. But as questions grew about whether the president abused his office by leaning on a foreign government to help his re-election prospects, Democratic pressure grew from freshman members to top Pelosi allies. Speaking before her announcement, the president dismissed it all as a continuing witch hunt.
We have the strongest country in the world, the best economy we've ever had, and she's talking impeachment.
But says he thinks this could be a positive for him heading into election season. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House has released a statement in response to Pelosi's announcement today. In part, it says House Democrats have destroyed any chances of legislative progress for the people of this country by continuing to focus all their energy on partisan political attacks. Their attacks on the president and his agenda are not only partisan and pathetic, they are in dereliction of their constitutional duty. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy also spoke out in support of the president on Tuesday.
This election is over. I realize 2016 did not turn out the way Speaker Pelosi wanted it to happen. But she cannot change the laws of this Congress. She cannot unilaterally decide we're in an impeachment inquiry.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck parts of northeastern Pakistan Tuesday, killing at least 19 people, injuring more than 300 others. Local officials said the quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings in the Mirpur district near the epicenter, in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is VOA News. In a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's highest court ruled that his decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the crucial countdown to the country's Brexit deadline was illegal. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more.
In a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's highest court ruled that his decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the crucial countdown to the country's Brexit deadline was illegal.
The court is bound to conclude, therefore, that the decision to advise Her Majesty to prorogue Parliament was unlawful.
This was the final unanimous decision read out by Supreme Court President Brenda Hale, saying that Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament unjustifiably impeded lawmakers from carrying out their constitutional functions. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said Johnson has no respect for democracy.
It demonstrates a contempt for democracy and an abuse of power by him.
Johnson himself reacted with disappointment at the final decision.
I strongly disagree with this decision of the Supreme Court. I have utmost respect for our judiciary.
Karen Chalmers, London.
Britain's biggest repatriation effort since World War II is ramping up. Thousands of Thomas Cook Travel customers are stranded. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
More than 14,000 customers are back in the UK. Another 135,000 are due back over the next 2 weeks. Thomas Cook is out of business. Katie Cowdery is in Cancun, not at the beach, at the airport. The scene is
chaos.
She found out about Cook's demise through the news.
No one knows what's going on. We weren't told. I've done everything.
Tensions are high.
So I haven't got enough milk to feed my babies.
Airport employees are offering little help.
We don't know yet. And that's what the information that we're waiting for.
Britain's business secretary is calling for a fast track of its investigation of the collapse of Thomas Cook. I'm Ed Donahue.
Consumer confidence fell sharply last month. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
The September tumble is most likely an indication that growing economic uncertainties are taking a toll on American households. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, says its consumer confidence index fell about 9 points from August. In addition, consumers' feelings about both current economic conditions and expectations for the next 6 months also slipped. Although this month's pullback in confidence was greater than economists expected, it still remains at a healthy level. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia are eligible for compensation from the airline. Boeing has set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families. The fund began taking applications on Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The 737 MAX remains grounded. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America.